Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Put First Things First by Maggie Meadows Cooper, read by Leah Martin. Martha was distracted, and then Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed, only one." Luke 10:40-42. I found this description of my great-great-grandmother a few years ago. Mrs. Cooper was a real gentlewoman, refined, cultured, and lovable, a character who lived and radiated her religion. Her home, church, husband, and children were the most important things in her life, for she was a person who always put first things first. Now, while there are many special women in my family line, she was the matriarch. Her painting hangs in my dining room, and I was told about her for as long as I can remember. This is the most beautiful description of her I've heard, though. She was a person who always put first things first. I wish the same could be said of me, but I know that wouldn't always be true. Facebook, dishes, HGTV, text messages, laundry, chocolate, sleep, email, online shopping, home projects, all things I sometimes allow to take precedence over first things. And what are first things? Relationship with Jesus, spouse, children. It's not hard, but it is. And y'all, it makes me think about Martha, you know, Mary's sister. Mary, who sat at the feet of Jesus while her sister Martha busybodied around and fussed about her lazy sister who wouldn't help her. You know the one. You usually hear people down on Martha, but there is something about her we can't overlook. There is clear evidence that she loved the Lord. She wanted to please him, and she believed in him. So why did she have trouble putting Jesus first? Because of one simple thing. Martha was distracted. And then Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed, only one." Luke 10:40-42. Sound familiar? It does to me. I'm the queen of distraction. I want to keep focused and stay away from things that take my mind off Jesus, but this world is so stinking busy. It's an ongoing battle for me, and I'm fairly certain I'm not alone. So if you've ever allowed distraction to keep you from putting first things first, here are a few things to help you focus on the one who matters most. 1. Post scripture everywhere. The kitchen sink, laundry room, bathroom mirror, dashboard, desk at work, wherever you spend your time. Write Bible verses on sticky notes or index cards and put them up as reminders to keep your focus on Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:16. 2. Choose friends who will hold you accountable and encourage you. I have some great ladies in my life who will speak truth in love. I don't mean friends who will tell me what I want to hear, but ladies who love me in spite of myself and will tell me the hard truth if I need it. If you don't have those kinds of friends in your life, pray for the Lord to bring them to you. And when He does, don't be afraid to ask them to walk this walk with you. Titus 2:4. 3. Be careful what you allow your mind to focus on. TV, internet, acquaintances, etc. They're all things I watch carefully for myself and my children. The Bible is very clear that bad company corrupts good character. And what you take into your heart will eventually come out in your life and words. Luke 6:45, Proverbs 4:23. Let's pray now for hearts and souls that put first things first. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me, even as a distracted mess some days. I so want to be a believer after your own heart. Please help me to study your word and hide it in my heart. Send me friends who are believers that will speak truth into my life as they hold me accountable to living a life for you. Help me focus on things that are worthy of you. Help me love my family well and show them who you are. Oh Lord, help me to choose you above all else so that one day all will be able to say that I was a believer who put first things first. In your mighty name, amen.
Once in a Generation, a podcast comes along with the power and eloquence to inspire us all.
This show will entertain you while you wait for that one. Join two best friends, author and former history teacher John Driver and comedian Johnny W. for hilarious and authentic conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
You can listen to Talk About That wherever you find your podcasts or at lifeaudio.com.